rooftop.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Gaming, the 300th episode extravaganza.
That's why Matt's here.
Awana, Zach, right. Matt, Rob.
And only reason why Matt's here.
Also because we're recording on Rosh Hashanah, the holiest day of the Jewish year.
Second holiest.
Second holiest.
And what a special day it is, because it's 300 episodes. Congrats, everybody.
Wow.
Yay, we made it.
300 episodes young.
We're playing Fortnite as well. So some things have changed. We're playing about the Wheel of Time, Season 3, Episode 6, and maybe a few surprises along the way.
Not too many. You get one.
Yeah, the one surprise is that we're not recording it with video.
Yeah.
You guys
this is a democracy, and we all said no.
We say no.
The other surprise is you don't get to vote on. They're just going to have it.
He just turned it on.
Zach's like the president where he's trying to push his policy, and we're like Congress where we just say no.
If only that were true.
That definitely happens.
They could see faces if they just turn on the stream.
We're a divided government. They can see your face. Can't see my face.
Yeah, well, that's an issue for you.
Jay represents us all.
Yeah. We're all just voices in Jay's head. He's the only one who's a human.
Okay, so anyway, so shall we start the Wheel of Time? Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. Before we do the movie, the TV review, first we do our new segment, Rob's Movie Corner.
You do that every...
Oh, yes.
What?
Every time Rob's here, just, yeah.
We used to not record it, but God forbid we don't record all of our lovely content.
Content.
Is this good content, Alan? Just because you don't want...
The internet needs content.
You watched Gone in 60 Seconds.
You watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's a great movie.
Wow, cool.
Everything that can be said about Raiders of the Lost Ark has been said.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I got more. Guru and I watched Temple of Doom and The Last Crusade. So you want to hear about
those? What do you think of Temple of Doom? No, I do want to hear.
Well, I wonder what Guru said about Temple of Doom. That's interesting. Not what so Zach thinks.
So I thought she would hate the Indian stuff, which was correct, but I also thought she would love Short Round, which was not correct.
Ooh.
So she didn't like Short Round?
I mean, I would say she liked it.
Why she gotta be racist?
Oh, yeah. She's correcting me. She loved him. Sorry.
Oh,
he hates Oscar winners. Wow. Oh, okay.
Should we go back to the lobby, Rob? Do you want us to go back to the lobby?
I'm booting up right now. Yeah.
Okay, all
right,
let's go back to the lobby. To the lobby. Let's go back to the lobby.
Yeah, so she
go on
to the lobby and talk about those movies now.
From 83, 1985.
Yeah, so she didn't like the part where everyone comes up to Indy and starts like begging on him, and she really didn't like the part with the food, the gross food, like the monkey brains.
Why is it gonna be gross?
That's a great scene.
And then the monkey gets poisoned.
Well, she was like, Indian food is delicious, and we have more vegetarians than anybody else. Why are they serving people snakes inside of other snakes?
Why do they have to be snakes?
Yeah, so she didn't like that. But she didn't hate the movie on the whole, and I actually liked it more than I remembered.
Really?
It's got the fun minecart scene. There's some, like, fun stuff. The bridge scene.
I mean, once they go into the temple, it really moves really well, I feel.
I left the crocodiles in the lake and the whole...
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell her that the annoying love interest is married to Steven Spielberg?
I did. Is she still married? Are they still married?
Yeah, they're still married.
They're still married.
Oh, I thought they got
divorced. But they didn't immediately marry. It was, like, I think a few years after the movie, like, actually.
Yeah, they didn't get together during, did they? I don't think, right?
If they did, it was, like, pretty brief.
He was like, wow, she's so great. I want to spend my life with her.
She's also less annoying than I remembered. And also, Last Crusade is really good. It's like Back to the Future 3, where it's good emotions. That's it for me. How about you guys?
Sweet emotion.
I
finally watched Thunderbolts.
Oh, how was that?
I actually kind of enjoyed it. It was really quick. Which was kind of nice. It felt like it went really fast. It was predictable, but it was obviously because we already would know whatever. But it definitely had some good moments.
You have to cut all this because we're supposed to be boycotting Disney.
No, not anymore, right?
Before the boycott. No. Well, yeah, we're allowed to watch Disney now, but the other side is no longer allowed to watch it. They just can't win. It's great.
Yeah. It's great. Disney folded. Like, they won. You guys won, so.
I just gotta watch more Sinclair stuff. They block him.
Where's Jimmy gonna be actually broadcast? That's the question, because they're not gonna be broadcasting on all their federated franchise, whatever, broadcasting affiliates.
Syndicated?
Mm-mm. All their affiliates aren't gonna, they're gonna show them in limited markets. They are allowing the affiliate channel to decide whether or not to actually broadcast it.
Got it.
It's kind of interesting.
I watched Sinners. Did we talk about that already?
No. How was it?
It was like From Dusk Till Dawn again.
I think we did talk about this.
Yeah, it is From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that comment.
We might have talked about it, yeah. I rewatched The Batman.
Batman.
What a slog that was.
What's his face?
With Arpats.
Arpats.
Yeah.
It was such a slog I fell asleep and I never went back to it.
It was super slog. I did like that he works with the GCPD. Like, I like all the parts where he's like walking around, like just among all the cops and they're all staring at him. I enjoy those parts. It's not something you see every day.
So do you think the Penguin was better?
Series? I don't know.
Yeah, the series.
Do I think it was better? I don't know.
I mean, the Penguin got nominated and got awards, didn't it?
So yeah.
I hope it's better.
I've only seen theaters, the Batman, but like, I don't know, I've heard a lot of people say like they liked it better in theaters, like, because it is kind of this huge wall of sound and
yeah, injury. That's my biggest issue, probably.
It had, like, really this, like, song that kept repeating, like, bwah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, Mad Max Fury Road?
If you say so.
Well, that also had, like, a bwah, bwah, bwah thing. Maybe in
Maybe
the
it was
theater,
less annoying than Batman.
Maybe in the theater, you can't possibly go on your phone, so you're stuck watching the movie.
Yeah. I thought the depiction of Batman was pretty good, but it was really long and like it was like confusing. It was like, okay, and then this guy worked with this guy and it was corrupt because of this and this, and he worked with this and Salvatore Moroni and Falcone and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know.
I think the main problem to me was like it has like four acts and it's just like suddenly it just keeps going and you're like, oh, there's a whole Riddler situation now.
Yeah, and then it's Riddler gets captured, and you think it's over, and then it's not.
Yeah. Very long.
But the Batman, the reason why is the Batman 2 is coming out, like, imminently.
Oh, really?
You wouldn't have known that, because it hasn't been advertised. It's coming out in October, yeah.
October?
Wait. No, it's not.
Are you sure? Yeah, I think it is.
Dude, no way.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't want to challenge Rob.
That seems wild that they wouldn't advertise that fact. I think he said like the script was good. Like, I don't know. I think they're still
October
early.
October of next year?
Maybe October of next year.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. God. Spreading misinformation. Fake news.
That's fine.
I guess so.
Rob's like, how is this possible?
I was like, I know everything about James Gunn. No.
James Gunn?
Well, he's like producing it. Yeah, he's like the one providing all the updates.
Hmm.
Of course he is. That guy is like this. He's like the center of everything.
He's like, I can do Feige better than Feige. Just watch me.
Yeah, he's like, you thought he had a big ego? Wait until you get a load of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other movies you want to discuss?
What did I see? Oh, I saw The Long Walk this weekend.
Okay.
And it was good.
Did you walk? Did you do the treadmill screening?
I didn't do the treadmill thing, but like, that's like 3 miles an hour, which is actually like,
that's
someone pointed
fast.
Out, I was like, oh, that is kind of like fast. Like, you know, it's not, that's a brisk walk.
Yeah.
Yes. It's brisk. It's definitely brisk.
I want that movie.
It's legit.
Yeah.
What's the movie about?
It's like quasi
future. If you don't walk, you die.
If you go under 3 miles an hour, like three times within a couple hours, you like get shot in the head. And
but why is it like a contest? Is it like a reality?
It's like a
show?
Hunger Games situation, essentially, where they're like, "Oh, well, you're representing your state, and you need to." Although I guess it was written before Hunger Games, in its defense, but like, yeah, and then they just have to like, whoever wins gets like $1 million and whatever wish they want.
Oh,
Wish me,
but not like a mystical way. Just like, you know, the government just gives you
like, something. I can meet John Cena kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's real dream. Yeah, even though he's gone heel. But yeah, and the one thing they don't show in the advertising that much is like Mark Hamill's the bad guy in it. And,
oh,
like,
nice.
He's in it a lot. And
I'm a
Mark Hamill
fan. I watched the trailer for it. He was like barely in the trailer. Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah. He plays the general. He's like quite. There's a lot of general in it. Yeah. But he's, I don't know. To me, he was a little. General sometimes Hammond. Like Mark Hamill can be like kind of a chitsy, cheesy. I don't know.
Mark Hamill?
I know it's crazy.
Like, he's from an old generation.
Mark Hamill, cheesy? No.
But the director could have like pulled him back a little bit. But yeah, but he's it's fine. It's still a good movie.
How you played the Joker can be a little hard
time. Yeah. But like everyone else is like kind of deadly serious and like, you know, like tired and sweaty and.
You're selling
what
it to me.
This is are we getting this. A special guest?
Oh my god, a surprise.
First surprise guest, everybody.
That was Optimus Prime, not Christian.
Oh my god. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Congrats on, what is it, 300 episodes?
That's right.
Thank you.
Do you remember your first episode, Christian?
No. Was it Space Camp or no? That
was the
like,
James Bond draft.
Oh, of course,
Space
of course.
Camp. We should watch Space Camp again.
I would 100% watch Space Camp again.
Jinx, save Max.
Yo, you guys better get started. Unless Christian has some reason to be here, we better get started on Wheel of Time if you want to actually talk about it.
Yeah, we're talking.
Is that
real
what you guys are reviewing now? Oh, I haven't seen it.
Christian, you see episode 6.
We're doing movie time with Rob. So, Christian, what movies have you recently seen?
Wait, Rob didn't even talk about all his movies.
I know.
The long walk.
That's fine. That's fine. I get my long walk in.
His time
he's definitely
up.
Seen more than that.
Well, I did.
You know. But so, what have you seen, Rob, recently? What do you say?
Oh, I saw The Long Walk. Oh, I saw Evita recently. Is anybody like Andrew Lloyd Webber fans? I've never seen Evita before.
I assume the Madonna version.
Yeah, I was watching on the we can't say the name now, but like Disney Plus. It was, you know, and
is it uncancelled now? Because Kimmel's back.
Yeah, I guess it's okay now.
It's okay for our side.
Yeah.
Not for the other side. The other movie. Side is now on their campaign to boycott. So.
Yeah.
But it has like Jonathan Pryce and like Latino face, which is interesting.
Well, I mean, that's his second musical where he was in some kind of face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's in Miss Saigon in yellow face.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. He's the Jonathan Pryce.
Oh, Mommy. Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. / James Bond villain from Tomorrow Never Dies.
The whitest British man ever. Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Isn't he in The Mummy too, or am I thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking of someone else.
Like the guy who's a research on
the guy who's... Well, I think his name is Jonathan,
about,
but I think he's a different actor.
Yeah,
like
no,
the
that's a different
more
actor.
Scrawny guy.
Yeah, that's not him.
Yeah, nope.
Okay. I think the character's name is Jonathan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Anyways, I saw Evita at the musical in the park or whatever, National Stadium.
Oh,
and I didn't know the story. I thought the ending was interesting because she's, as you may recall, she's trapped in that like underground bunker. Or it's like some kind of underground cave.
Hmm.
Went to the tomb. They're trapped in a tomb, and then her lover is there, and they're like, "Yay, we're together!" And then they die.
Is that? I don't think that's Evita. Wait, what? I don't.
Yeah, that's Evita.
She just she's just like the first lady, and then she just dies of cancer.
Oh, okay.
You made me think of a different move or a different play, Zach.
Antonio Banderas is like kind of the narrator slash omniscient guy, and he's has a little dance with her at towards the end.
I've never actually seen Evita. I was hoping that they'd bring it, the production they have currently over in the UK or just ended would come over over to the Broadway, but it doesn't seem like it will.
With Rachel Zegler. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one where they go outside during the best part?
Yeah.
Outside?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Outside the theater?
Yeah. Yep. A balcony outside the theater.
Wow. How do they do that?
Wow.
I don't know.
They show it to everyone inside on screens. It's supposed to be some sort of commentary because she's supposed to be singing to the people at this point. So rather than the people who are paying money inside the theater, it's all the people who haven't paid outside.
Yeah.
Freeloaders.
wait, so that's what you've seen recently, Rob?
Yeah. On to you, man. What have you seen?
So I did a run of all of the Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, yes.
So including the 94 version, never
my favorite
released.
One. Yeah.
It's actually not bad. And then I've seen the 2005 and 7 ones before. I'd never seen the Fan-Four Stick before.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, actually, I haven't seen that either, I don't think.
It's not great. I mean... There's some interesting choices, but
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I find it kind of underrated. It's got like a kind of a Cronenberg thing.
I mean, it's going for that kind of thing, but like the idea to have its clobbering time be originated as something that like Ben's brother would say as he beat him. That's a choice.
Sounds like a bad choice.
Look,
it's just brothers, okay? That's just what brothers do.
Yeah, take a beat, take your lumps and appreciate it.
And then I also watched the documentary about the Roger Corman Fantastic Four. That was better than the Fantastic Four movie.
I imagine, especially the actors just didn't know that they were not real movie.
And then outside of that box, I saw Unfrosted.
That's a great movie.
You're in the wrong podcast, Christian.
That movie was so bad.
It was so funny.
Worse.
What did you expect?
I want to watch.
I didn't know it was a parody at first, and I was like, okay, that's fine. And then, I turned on the movie when they made the joke about Gus Grissom's, charred remains being mixed in with a chimp. Come on.
You mean
that's like lean forward? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's some relevant material.
Okay. As a fan of the space race, the fact that you're making fun of the guy who died in the Apollo 1 fire.
Too soon?
That's pretty bad.
They're making fun of him.
How dare you?
And then I completely turned on the movie when you had a January 6th style raid of headquarters trying to stop the count.
That wasn't as funny. I'll give you that.
That was bad.
That part wasn't great.
Grant dressed as the QAnon shaman as Tony the Tiger. What is this movie? Oh God! It's just cute. Kept getting worse.
No, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, dude, you should definitely see it. It was great.
Sam Crackle and Pop, come on.
What is
JFK?
Yeah.
He was fine. I was entertained, but it was like basically the lowest hanging fruit of, all right, what happened in the 60s that we can use? So I hated it. I gave it 1 star.
Wow.
I was like, I was in the mood for, all right, something 60s, era, and it was that.
Now, did you give it a 1 star because it didn't meet what you expected at the time? Or
I had very, very
worth a 1 star?
I've had very, very low expectations for this movie. I'd heard it, wasn't great. It was, okay, so I'll give it. I didn't expect it to be great. And so I was already starting off with like a lowered expectations. And then and like the first 15 minutes, like, oh, this is actually kind of entertaining. And then it just nosedived from there. So I gave it the benefit of doubt. I wasn't like, no, I'm going to hate this movie. It's like, oh, I'm curious. I'll watch it. And it was just bad.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you, Christian. Any other movies you want to talk about?
No, but not really, no.
All right, well, thanks for joining us here on Rob's Movie Corner. We're going to move on to Wheel of Time.
Yeah, Fantastic Four comes out, just came out on Google, on streaming today, didn't it?
Yeah. That's why I was doing my lead up.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And you didn't let him get the lead up. How dare you, Zach?
Is it about Thunderbomb?
The lead in was denied.
The Batman 2 comes out October 1st, 2027.
Okay.
Rob!
I was like, not crazy here. I was like, all right. Well, how are they not advertising?
You got
this?
The first half. You got the first four digits.
I got the month right. The month right. Next month in 2 years.
Put on the calendar.
Yep.
Hi, Christian. Thanks for joining us. We can let you go unless you really want
to. No, because I've only seen the first season.
Okay.
What season are you guys in now? The current one? Great. Or the one that the last final. One rather?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun. See you guys later.
Thanks for joining.
Bye. Congrats again on 300 episodes.
Thank you. All right, guys. So Wheel of Time season 3, episode 6 begins with the baby in prison. Prison baby.
Are we gonna talk about dad being here?
Huh?
Dad's on
the phone.
Hello,
huh?
Dad.
Dad has a call.
Hi, Dad.
We are honored to join the 300th episode.
Too many guest stars.
What an achievement.
I'm here too, guys.
Hi,
nice
Mom.
To hear you.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. It's good to hear all your voices.
I don't know how special it is. You guys were just here at the 200th episode.
It's so crazy. How could it be 300 already?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's so true.
You make it through COVID, through all sorts of things.
Marriages.
Yeah. COVID's definitely bad for podcasts.
Yeah.
Sorts of changes.
Do you? And you even have Matt tonight because there's no fiddler rehearsal.
Right,
huh?
That's right. No fiddler rehearsal.
Very special occasion. He could probably do it on Kol Nidre as well.
So did Matt tell you he has a sore back?
No,
from carrying the podcast.
From picking up powder.
No, he told us it was from carrying his family. The rule, obviously, the excuses are changing.
No, I just, you know how it is when you get old. Like, I just sat up wrong when I got out of bed.
He can't even say it was flag football.
I twisted the wrong way. Yeah.
It's his version of 40-year-old shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. I'm feeling better about myself.
Good. Thank you. But anyway, yeah, thanks for coming by, parents, but we're going to talk Wheel of Time, so you don't need to stick around.
Okay, well, happy 300th, and thanks for inviting us.
I just want to make sure, is Guru allergic to this? Just want to check on that.
Oh, man. Too soon.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but Zach could bring it up, so I assume it was like a secret.
It's not a secret, but I didn't know it made the round so quickly.
Zach, have you met anyone on this call?
You told Mom, so that's it.
Yeah, you called Mom. That was your mistake, buddy. The bulletin went out. Even Philly knows.
That's right.
Wow. Radio Philly.
All right. It's great to hear your voices.
We'll listen to the recording now.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Wait, so what's Guru allergic to?
Everything. Name it.
Everything?
Name it, and she's allergic to it.
Chickpeas?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Not chickpeas, but like the grass, the sun, the trees,
the sky.
Birds in the air. Yeah.
Wow.
All of that and more.
The sun's a serious allergy.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking about the sun. Sorry, Jenny.
Sun's a killer.
But she's allergic to trees and weed and grass.
Okay, but those are the ones we knew. Okay, so that's not new.
No, but also some food allergies. I recently realized cherries, apple, pistachio.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Oh, pistachios. That's in a lot of food.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, so I'm yet to get a full, like, comprehensive food allergies. But
yeah, but we're gonna keep going. Yep. That's right. Anyway, should we talk about Rampart?
There's some kind of baby. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, there's a baby.
What?
A baby in prison, which they never get back to. They never explain it.
Wait, no, that's Leandrin's son who died.
Baby in prison.
Yeah, died in season one?
And has the flashback.
I thought Leandrin's son was like an old man.
Guys, oh my god.
Oh, did someone watch the episode other than us?
I mean, I didn't watch the episode. I'm just contributing anyway.
Okay, Leandrin as a child, having a child, very sad. Yes, the son is dead in the current timeline.
That's why they're trying to get him back. That's why Leandrin needs power to resurrect him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, remember that now, but it just came out of nowhere because they haven't talked about him in so long.
They talked about him last episode.
Yeah, it was also in the flashback, I think.
There's been a flashback to him like every episode.
They talk so much, I can't keep it all straight.
It's a very chatty show. I agree.
Beyond chatty. Anyway, so there's that. Oh, and they meet the old dragon at the end. It was nice to see him.
The false dragon?
The dream?
The false dragon, yeah. The bad guy from season one.
Yeah, at the end of the dream when she's holding her baby underneath the statues of the Aes Sedai. And tempts her with the I will make sure you're always safe.
Is that Ishmael or is that?
Yeah
that's right.
Ishmael.
Ishmael. Yeah.
Well, he's different. He was the dark one in season one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who I meant. Isn't the dark one the false dragon? Same person?
No, the false dragon's the other guy. He has the long hair and the blonde beard.
Yeah. That guy's been gone a while.
Yeah, the guy that they had in the cage.
Yeah. I remember. Okay, so then the bad girls have a meetup. They're going to team up to get the collar, the MacGuffin. Well, the heroes are looking for it too, so I like how the stakes are all very clear.
This show has too many MacGuffins, by the way.
At this point, I'll take it. This is opposed to them just wandering around doing kind of whatever they want.
True.
So Moraine and Celine have a talk where they're working together. Right. I don't know if we knew that already, but I forgot if that was the case.
No, we did.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of speed running through it, guys, because we're already behind. So Perrin is hurt.
We'll be behind if we dictate the pace.
Just me, we are.
Zach Perrin got the hurt. Pace, he says we're behind.
Yeah. So Perrin got hurt in the last episode with the White Cloaks.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're talking about that. Yeah, exactly. In the ambush. And then we finally see some Trollocs after all that discussion.
What?
Right? Do you remember it shows Trollocs. A bunch of bad guys like standing on a hill looking menacing?
That was later in the episode.
I'm jumping around a little bit.
Okay, tell us if you're going to go in order or by plotline.
We're going in order.
That was not in order.
Wrong answer.
I just watched it.
Perhaps you would know that way. Okay, anyway. So we got the Trollocs, and then there's a part with Min where she tells this random guy that he's going to marry the woman of his dreams, but she's lying, and that woman is actually going to kill him. So why did Min mess with this random guy for no reason?
Don't know yet. Yeah.
I don't think they're ever going to.
It all plays into a part later on. We don't know.
Okay. This is very confusing.
You're confusing.
I'm confused. Yeah. That's the difference. So ready for the show to be done.
No doubt this will all make sense when we're older.
So is Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we can
Gwen
put
has
more
some...
money into Lord of the Rings.
Great show.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
better
know.
Show, at least, for sure. Yeah.
It's not great. No, it's not a great show, but it's better than this. Better than this garbage.
Okay, so Egwene hangs out with Selene again in the dream. So there's they fail the Bechdel test. The two women talk about a man.
Shut up, man.
Talk about men. Of course, what other man would they talk about except for Rand?
Right.
Right. So this random girl, I know we met her before, but I really don't remember. This girl who's like seducing Perrin with the short black hair.
Oh, Kyle?
She lives there.
Yeah, she's around. So she's
searching for the horn, but they already found the horn, and like nobody's bothered to tell her.
Well, no one else knew because Matt didn't have the chance to go sing about it.
Yeah.
Which characters know about the horn and which characters don't?
Well, the people who know are not in Bumble Town.
Speaking of what characters know and don't know, do I have permission to jump ahead?
Always.
Yes.
So.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Okay, so do you remember that part where What's-Her-Face, the daughter heir of Andor, like, takes off her veil and she's, like, flirting with a guy?
Yeah.
And he's like, I know you're the daughter heir of Andor. How does he know what she looks like? They don't have phones. Like...
Well,
it's just some random schmuck in Tanchico. Like, how would he know?
Drawings, maybe.
Them newspapers.
Probably has traveled with their mom and Tanchico. She says she's been there before with her mom. She was in the last episode or prior, two episodes ago. She talks about the reason why she knows Tanchico and how to get there and all that stuff. Is because she was there with her family and like they were paraded around and all that old crap.
And that was recent enough?
Yeah.
Like, she was like 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's still technically a child, I guess, in this. She's like, what? A teen?
Yeah, the guy probably saw her around a 8 or something. I didn't have an issue with that.
Maybe there's a big painting of her somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
It led to a fun singing scene, so I was like, oh
my god, the best part of the show, I dare say.
The whole show?
The whole show.
The
whole song about boobs.
That goes on and on and on, and everyone just rubbing their hills.
It's like a musical.
It's like a musical? No, it was like an Irish session.
Sea shanty. That's why it was so great.
Zach must have loved it.
I did love it. I loved it a little too much, as you guys will see.
Ooh.
Ew. Don't tell us that.
Go tell it on the mountain.
But yeah, so when they're like rubbing themselves, and I gotta say, Elaine's strumpet accent really does it for me.
Ew.
Interesting.
It moved.
Oh. I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, little George Costanza moved.
Okay, so Nynaeve is in dangerously close to having a good time. It was a good line. And it's a random guy a guy they meet there knows Leandrin. And one of Leandrin's friends found the collar, so things are moving closer to a confrontation. Thank goodness.
Yep.
We also get a scene where Alana teaches some kids how to heal her. I don't remember these kids at all.
They're math sisters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
They're the twins that have punted the gold white cloaks away.
Yeah.
With their magic and then caused their mom to die.
Them. Yeah.
So not engaging. At least I or me, I'm easily bored. Okay. Perrin Max with the girl woman with the short hair. It's funny, if a guy who's been married before, he seems to get all the action in the show.
Because he's confident.
He's respectable. He's respectable.
I think it's the afro.
He's shown he can commit.
Social proof.
Shut up! Are you trying being 30 weeks pregnant? Goddamn.
Oh yeah, like you never yawned before that.
No, so never.
You're so full of that.
Okay, so the heroes are getting ready to leave the bar where they sang, and then the shopkeeper is able to find the second bracelet, which is great. It's like something out of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just gonna buy it from him. Okay, so then there's an interesting scene where the bad guy charms Elaine and Nynaeve. It's a really good example of a charm spell because they act like they're good buddies, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool.
That was a pretty good scene.
Yeah.
Scary.
I thought they were like faking it out at first. I was like, no, they really just.
Yeah. They really got
manipulated.
Punked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then we get some relationship drama with Egwene and Rand. Then there's a fight where a guy has a grav hammer from Halo.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We get a conversation between Rand and what's her face, whether or not they could be trusted and whether or not they die for. And that conversation goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, seriously. Just like all the conversations.
He's like, whatever, Egwene, you wanted your career more than me anyway. I was like, where'd that come from?
It's like, yeah, all this romantic stuff.
That's always been true about her.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure she had some line where she was like, I'll do anything for you because you're the dragon. He's like, yeah.
See, he's still coming back to her career.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's just horny.
But he's got Selene on it.
Right. So that's why he doesn't need a queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so then speaking of Rand, he has a Padme moment over the kid who gets killed.
Oh yeah, that was sad.
We all expected that to happen, right? It's not it's like when you see a dog in a video game, you know they're going down.
Well, stop shooting the dog in the video game. What are you...
I was watching VR, and the doctor was like, it's my last shift. You know, I can't wait to never see you losers again. I was like, you're so dead.
Wait, people die in
VR who are like the doctors?
Yeah, the doctors. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
How?
Retirement.
How? I don't know. I think he gets shot. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Another doctor, a helicopter falls on him.
Oh, please.
Is that the Twilight Zone movie?
No.
Oh.
Don't, and that's too soon, Zach. How dare you?
Yeah, there's a famous helicopter accident in Twilight Zone movie that killed people in real life.
Two children.
Oh.
Yeah. Twilight Zone movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. So then the last thing we see at the end of the episode is there's an army of Trollocs on the way.
Before that, we see that guy who comes in as a gold cloak or whatever.
Yeah, that's the
he's
guy
with
from...
the Minotaurs and with the Trollocs. Yeah, he's from the first season. He's like the merchant,
season, right,
or
Jay?
Whatever.
Yeah, the merchant. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Hi, Bobby. Meow.
Good job, guys.
So we already know he's kind of
shady.
He has magic powers. He's season two as well, where he's doing like glimmers and stuff like that, and working with Ishmael and stuff like that. So we already know he's kind of shady. And then we see him with the Trollocs. So, and then suddenly he's wearing a very bloody gold white cloak. Do you think it's the white cloaks from the dead bodies that from last episode? Or has he just been collecting dead bodies?
Presumably it's not that. Whichever one makes more sense to you. I don't put that much thought in. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm just excited that it's like two episodes left. Things are finally moving towards some kind of conclusion. Hopefully.
Maybe some big battle, I guess. Yeah.
We can only dream of a big battle.
And what about the food scene? That was nasty.
Oh, that was so gross. Yeah. I assume that was just the servants taking revenge because.
No, that was her. That was the spider.
Oh, that was that lady? Mogren? Whatever?
Yeah. How the Black Aja don't know that she's like one of the fallen? I don't know.
I don't know.
But. But yeah, she's just running around having her grand old time. And they're like, we know there's a spy. We know there's someone evil here, one of the Forsaken. And yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, she's just sitting there dancing around, dancing around.
Hmm. Okay. So before we move on to question of the day, I have a few surprises for the 300th episode.
Yay, Zach.
Surprises we already had. So the first thing is, I have some trivia, not the really hard Tuesday Night Gaming trivia that we had for the episode, just a couple of trivia questions about how popular our show is.
I was pretty good at the trivia.
I was trash.
Yeah.
Okay. So
how popular our show is.
Yes. Okay. So I went on Castos and I looked at our most downloaded episodes. I will not ask you guys to name the specific episode that's the most downloaded one, but I will ask you, what show did we cover in the most downloaded episode?
It was definitely a show, wasn't a movie.
It was a show. Yes.
Okay.
The episode of a show.
Most downloaded.
By some popular hip show at the time.
I would say The Bad Batch.
I'm going to say The Book of Boba Fett.
Because
no one else is covering it.
Well, I was like, maybe someone was hate listening to us talk about it, like ZJ.
Okay, and Rob, do you have a guess?
Oh, The Last of Us, just because it's a super popular show.
Okay, those are all good guesses, but they are all wrong.
Wait, did Jay guess?
I said
Andor. Yeah, Jay.
Oh, Andor.
He said Andor. The our most popular episode is about The Mandalorian.
I think I should get points for being close, because Mando was in the Book of Boba Fett.
No, you don't get points for that. So specifically, episode 69, nice. The Mandalorian, nice. 2.6. I don't know what's special about that episode. Yep.
Yeah, what was that episode about?
I don't know.
Zach is a 5'2", let's kill him.
You suck, Zach. Kill yourself.
For punishment, find out what that episode is and let's rehash it.
69, dude. Okay, very nice.
Let's look at it.
You don't get out of it so easily. And then the second trivia question is, what is our most downloaded draft?
Star Wars.
Which one?
The like assembling a crew to take out Palpatine one. I don't think we did more than one Star Wars draft, did we?
I don't fucking know. Christmas.
The best Christmas or the worst Christmas?
I don't know.
The worst Christmas was pretty good.
Okay, that one then.
I like that
Grandma
one.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That was Jay's pick. Any other guesses? Alana says Christmas. Matt says, where Alana says Star Wars?
Christmas. I said Star Wars. Alana said Christmas.
I'll pick the other Star Wars one. Yeah.
What was the other Star Wars one?
There's two. I don't even remember now.
The recast.
Oh, the recast. Oh, yeah.
Bye movie?
Please have Jay, long periods Jay, of silence. Bye, I love bye editing
card.
It.
Card.
Sorry.
Easy to find.
Wow, you didn't get the native village?
No. Any other guesses?
Native village sucks. I wouldn't get it either.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, since apparently nobody seems to care. It's the James Bond draft is our most downloaded draft.
Oh,
interesting.
That
was on this one, not Spotify, guys?
Yes, I'm sure it was on this one. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
We had to recast all the spies?
Well, yeah, you cast a James Bond, you cast a girl. It's like, yeah, for modern actors.
Yeah, so I was right. Bam.
Okay, so our most downloaded episode, the description is, get ready to talk about Boba Fett and backpacks this week. Zach watches Static Shock. Jay gives a guide to trooper colors. ZJ loves clip tones. Matt needs to plug in. Alana has a great moment.
What?
Wait, say that again?
What was the question?
So this is the description of The Mandalorian 2.x.
Oh, episode thanks.
People wanted to see what the moment was.
Yeah. BJ was there.
What was the recap again?
Okay, here it is. Here it is again. We're ready to talk about Boba Fett and backpacks this week. Zach watches Static Shock. Jay gives a guide to trooper colors. ZJ loves clipped tones. Matt needs to plug in, and Alana has a great moment.
I kind of wanted you to like find what actually happened in the episode.
Well, presumably it's the one where Boba Fett shows up. Right? Because we talk about Boba Fett.
I definitely should have won this set question.
No.
Yeah. Anyway,
so the next surprise is, so the third really difficult trivia, Tuesday gaming trivia question is, do you know within the month and year when our first episode aired?
I have no idea when it premiered.
What?
I don't.
We recorded a bunch of episodes before it premiered. I don't know. Yeah, so I have no idea.
Okay.
It was, let me think for a second.
February 2018.
No, it was before that, I think.
February 2016? Any other guesses?
2018. Something in 2018.
I would say April 2016.
It's 16.
Okay, so I'm not actually sure what the however, the first episode on Spotify came out in October 2019.
That's not right.
We didn't go on Spotify for a little while.
Right.
We
did you look on iTunes?
iTunes.
My lab keyboard.
Spotify.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have like infinite stables.
I feel like it was 2018. If you do the math,
I'm gonna do a little bit of scrolling. My scroll wheel is gonna get destroyed.
Okay, oldest. Okay, fine. So I was wrong. I went to Highcast and did oldest. And yeah, October 2019. The Boys number one.
Really? Wait, what about Swamp Thing?
That's after.
Swamp Thing's like a lost episode now.
Whoa.
It's
over,
Johnny.
We took like 3 weeks off after Swamp Thing. We were so.
Yeah. But that's like gives you the idea. So I guess Allison wasn't a baby.
And the first one, of course, were Black Mirror, but. Yeah, some of those
We never recorded in my old house. I thought we did.
In the house that's before crazy. This one? Yeah, we definitely did record.
The problem is like your memory gets mixed up. We used to play games. We just didn't record anything. Right?
Yeah.
We used to play games for years. Play so much Overwatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so I went on theweek.com and I looked up things that were happening that week. October 2019, if anyone is curious.
Sure.
So the first is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins a second term, but lost his parliamentary majority in elections. Democrats block a GOP effort to censure Adam Schiff as, that's something to do with the whole Zelensky Trump call. Pete Buttigieg is surging. These are all political ones.
Nothing's changed.
Okay, I'll end with a good one. Northern Ireland legalized abortion and same-sex marriage.
Oh, good.
Long enough. All right.
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
So, I have an email that... Yeah, it looks like definitely 2019. I don't think October, because on November 15th, we've already recapped. I have an email where we recapped the first 7 episodes, and which episode 1 was Swamp Thing. So it was sometime back then.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, I got one more surprise before we do questions of the day. I was so inspired for the 300th episode, I thought I'd give you guys a little surprise.
Stop saying surprise.
So you may all want to hit play at the same time so you can enjoy it together. I'll mute my microphone.
Three, what two.
Wait, hit play.
Go to Discord.
Yeah.
Three,
yeah.
Two, one.
There once were four gamers who started a podcast. We didn't know then how long it would last. 300 eps later, we've learned quite a bit. If not, how to make our show a big hit. It's TV and movies and endless questions. We never run short of good conversations. It's Tuesday Night Gaming. It's Tuesday Night Gaming. Hey! These gamers are playing the whole night through. These gamers are here to entertain you. It's Tuesday Night Gaming. It's Tuesday Night Gaming. Hey!
Is this some from
Is that the Hills of Tanchigo?
That's right. So what do you
Is that
think?
Why you wanted to do video?
Yeah, I see wanted to reactions. See your reaction. Well, what do you that think? Is great. It better than the last gaming theme song?
I don't know. There's not enough grabbing of your boobs during it.
Yeah. Well, not that's enough hill robbing.
That's why you needed the video again.
Yeah, like you would have done that.
You should have given us a heads up so we had time to put our faces on.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was all kind of last minute.
Advance notice is always good for everything.
Is this what you wanted Naomi to record?
Yeah.
Zach texted Naomi last night on our way back from services, and he's like, can you record something for tomorrow?
Well, he obviously had just watched The Wheel of Time.
Yeah, what can I say? Inspiration struck.
Yeah.
You can't it's just right. turn creativity on like a faucet.
It's true.
That's cool. You got the background music. Like, sounds like a MIDI file a little bit, but like, no, it's good.
Well, yeah.
Did you use AI?
So, no, I did not use AI. Someone on YouTube made it. I just stole it from them.
I meant for the lyrics.
Excuse me? How dare you? I write my own lyrics.
All right. So I found when I bought the domain, it was in July of 2019.
This is probably around there, yeah.
Good job, Zach.
Thank you, Alana.
No, that was good. I liked it.
Do you guys like it better than the Shining Time Station one?
No.
Okay.
I played the fifth.
Shining Time Station one is better.
Okay, so now we can move on to questions of the day. That's it for the surprises. I have no more.
Okay. Question number one. What is your favorite game that we played on Tuesday Night Gaming?
Oh.
Favorite game that we played.
And I think
Tuesday
I think,
Night Gaming.
I think it's probably Overwatch for me.
I also think it's still Overwatch.
Yeah.
Overwatch 1, yeah.
Yeah, the good old days.
OG Overwatch 1.
We were so young then.
I liked when we played Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Overwatch 1.
The PvE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember we were Washington Justice's biggest fans?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you guys were famous.
Yeah.
That's not really playing Overwatch, but yeah.
But like, it's part of the vibe. Being into Overwatch.
Totally. If only we could have leveraged that to make Tuesday Night Gaming bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know
how.
You hold up a sign.
So I actually, I don't, I think with you guys, I like probably Overwatch the most as well. But in general, I like Civ. Right.
You like, yeah. But that doesn't really count because we barely played it on this podcast, in my opinion.
We played it
6 or 7 times.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, barely, but
out of 300 episodes.
That felt like a million.
I also like golf with your friends. But not as much as Overwatch, yeah. Anyone want to say something that's not Overwatch?
Overwatch 2.
Overwatch 2. They got 6 players again, I think. Come on.
Yeah.
Playing other than Overwatch? What are some other ones that we played?
Did I miss the Gundam skins, Rob? I don't know.
We played that Gundam game for our hot set for like 5 episodes.
Gundam game?
It's Gundam Wing, too.
Endless Duel?
No, the Overwatch.
Endless Waltz, you mean?
No,
I don't. Endless Duel, Rob.
Is it Endless? Oh. Because there's Endless Waltz from Gundam.
So, Rob, Endless Duel was this computer game from like 2002.
I don't think it was a computer game. Wow. I think it was an arcade game that we played an emulator of.
Okay, fine. That's probably true.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, look it up on YouTube or something.
It's great. It's a great game. Yeah. It's like a fighting game.
Yeah, Jay, you would like it.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool looking. Okay. Super Nintendo. I kind of liked when we played. Actually, that might not have been the podcast, but the Elite Force. Star Trek.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
I was thinking about
it.
It
was for Lana's birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday. And we all got nauseous. Or I got nauseous.
That was the game, Alana. That was the game that we were thinking of. We were trying to play CMPs.
So.
We were like, we're too old to play these crazy first person shooter.
I couldn't remember if that was recorded or not. That's why I didn't say it.
It wasn't.
That was like 2.5 hours of ridiculousness.
Of nausea?
Not the whole time, but by the end.
It was a lot of, for me, it was a lot of nausea.
I attempted to play the original Elite Force single player on a laptop in a car, and that made me extremely nauseous.
Oof.
That was probably, in retrospect, a bad move. Yeah.
I mean, Halo, we played Halo.
Oh yeah, we did play a lot of Halo.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
We played 2 golf games, one where you're in a car,
one where you're not. Racing golf.
Yep. We never played Rocket League, right?
No. Maybe a couple times.
We tried Minecraft with.
Oh yeah.
Both Minecraft and
Shark
got
ruined it.
What?
How dare you?
How dare you?
With the automation. You could have just not gone to his automation farm.
No, he like literally showed up on the server and like threw like a bunch of materials at everybody. And then there was no
I
point
never
in playing
used any of his materials. I just avoided his farm. No, because I remember y'all specifically kept going to his farm to get more materials.
No.
I didn't even know where it was. I refused to find it. I just kept digging forever.
Not gonna find
Lego. What about Lego Fortnite?
Yeah.
You guys, speaking of Minecraft.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, but.
Oh shoot!
I think only Alana and I did.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. It was just kind of slow, and I didn't know where I fit in, you know, just like in life. Anyway, question number 2.
Sure.
Did everybody answer?
I think so.
All right. What is your least favorite show that we watched?
Besides The Plot Against America.
Oh.
I think as much as I like the song, it's not enough to say that I'm going to say The Wheel of Time. It like the Swamp Thing is bad, but at least it was short, and Titans was at least funny, and you like the characters.
Swamp Thing was like great material.
Yeah, I really did.
Surprisingly, I actually enjoyed Swamp Thing. Because yeah, it gave us a lot to talk about.
Swamp Thing wasn't nearly that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like Wheel of Time is nothing redeemable. Like the story's not interesting. the characters are so not likable. It's boring. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to copy Zach, but it's like a tie for me between Wheel of Time and actually Bad Batch. I don't know. I just like
hot
take. You guys, to be fair, Rob is a late arriver. See, he hasn't seen all the same shows that we have.
He doesn't appreciate the classics.
The classics. Like, I think I would enjoy Swamp Thing. I'm pretty sure I would enjoy Plot Against America.
Actually, I didn't like either. Daredevil. I know that's also kind of recency bias.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's yeah.
Book of Boba Fett, is that in the running?
But that was good material.
He rides a Rancor. No, I think that's still a fun show.
Scooter Gang! Scooter Gang! Yeah, Scooter Gang!
Like, Halo was kind of terrible, but that was great material, too.
Star Trek Picard?
No, I didn't hate Picard. No, I mean, it was really bad, and it destroyed a great character, but it was entertaining to watch.
What about Secret Invasion? That was pretty bad.
God.
That's, like, entertaining. Yeah. It'd be weird, though.
I enjoyed it. I will go with Episode 1, Season 3 of Titans. Because I had to watch it like 3 times.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be boring and say Wheel of Time as well, because it is bad. I mean, it's tied with Titans, but it has the edge because Titans at least has like DC superheroes.
Yeah. I like some of the characters in Titans too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just scanning to see if there's any that we missed. Halo? No, anyone want to say Halo or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No.
We already talked about it.
I think those are okay.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Okay. And then our last one is, what is your least favorite game that we've played?
Dominion. No.
Oh!
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say Marvel Rivals.
Wow.
For me, it's still Rocket Golf.
Oh,
Turbo Golf.
Turbo Golf, yeah.
Mine's probably like. Little,
yeah.
Sorry. Keep going. You don't like it?
It's just a little slow. Yeah.
Probably like Verdun.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I forgot we even played that.
We also, didn't we try to play Risk of Rain once?
I don't think that was part of the podcast. I think we just tried it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, the Jules, we don't write down the games we play, so I'm not going to remember them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Civ.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Which is funny, because I didn't really hate it. I just play it really slow, since I don't know it, and I always felt rushed. And then I got bombarded while I was on the island, and my chat made fun of me.
I mean, I like all the games, but I guess like the turbo, the golf game sometimes is like really fun, but sometimes I am frustrated when I'm like suddenly I have like 18, you know, strokes in one hole because I'm stuck somewhere. Or,
yeah, you get totally screwed.
Yeah, your whole score gets messed up. So I don't know.
No, that's fair.
Yep, that's fair. Cool.
Cool. Is that everybody?
I think that's everybody.
Oh, all right. Anything else you guys want to say? Congratulations on 300 episodes.
Yeah.
We made it.
We all did our part to earn it.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody contributed in their own way.
Even the late bloomers, yes.
Including the audience, whoever is out there. So thank you for joining us, to our audience here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.